News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Paul Williams. Now, 10 years after the catastrophic economic collapse, rural Ireland is finally getting back out of recession and on its feet again. But in that period, many independent Irish shops have struggled to survive against the larger chains. Now, one family business in Ballymote in County Sligo is bucking the trend. Topline Rogers Hardware Store, first established in 1870 as Patrick Rogers, it has survived through two world wars, Irish independence, and of course, the economic crash. Henry McKean visited this independent shop and met the Rogers family, both young and old.
It stands to the shop that they see the same staff all the time when they come into the shop, and that means an awful lot to our customers.
Independent shops are a great idea because they show individuality, and they're owned by local people and they give local employment.
Providing local jobs.
My name is Pádraig Rogers from Topline Rogers in Ballymote in Sligo. Fifth generation, Henry. Myself and my brother Micheál run the shop. It's been a tough ride the last 10 years. We got the heads down and we stuck at it, and we drove on and we kept at it, and with mum and dad behind us and the great staff that we have, we've weathered the storm. But it's just all about a team effort, really, and evolving from different parts of hardware, from paint to DIY, obviously building materials, and now we've established kitchens as a big part of our business. So we cover nearly everything, as I call it, from the foundations to the front door.
And back in the day, your father was involved in even sourcing tractors. You guys put your hand to everything, didn't you?
My grandfather and dad would have been involved in machinery and tractors and rotary mowers and hay bobs and motorbikes and chainsaws. And even, I believe there was even markets in the yard at one stage. So we just sell animal feed. So anything, we kept trying and we kept at it. Wheeler dealers and buying and selling, and that's what has stood to us.
I'm in Rogers shop. My name is Doran Davey. My sister is married to Michael Rogers.
So you brought them together in a way, at a dance?
Yeah, heading for a dance in Boyne.
Michael and Carmel Rogers, being married nearly 50 years and running this hardware store, Topline Rogers, Ballymote, in the heart of Sligo. You've been here 145 years through the famine, two world wars, and we have the Hardware Association of Ireland turning 80.
The survival came from good staff facilitating rural Ireland in whatever way possible. My grandfather and my great-grandfather, it wasn't all hardware on its own. They were just sidelines to a general supply to rural Ireland.
So, you know, you did a bit of everything, didn't you? You
were
also a shop.
We did grocery shop. Yeah, when I came here in 1969, I can still remember the old counter on the left-hand side when you came in the door. That was a grocery side. And on the right-hand side was a hardware side.
The personal touch and the service is very important to me when I'm in shopping.
Customers like to see the same staff in the shops. These big chains, they're kind of soulless in a lot of them, whereas in independent family-run businesses, we're part of the community. We're involved in everything in the community. We know our customers know us, and number one, our customers trust us as well, which is a big thing. When you're parting with money, building a new house, you want to know that the Rogers family and their staff are looking after you properly.
Will Ireland keep its independent shops, or is it a slippery slope?
It has to keep its independent shops, because the independent shops are the heartbeat of the Hardware Association, because with all the self-owned shops are really an integral part of every community around the country.
Michael, you lost a part of your toe. We're here beside a forklift truck, and it was involving a forklift truck. What happened?
One toe did. Top of it.
But then it
was
the gangrene.
The other thing had to be taken off in the hospital. It had mangled all the bones and sinews and blood vessels to the point the surgeon reckoned, if I didn't let him remove the toes, that I could lose my life or I'd die in a lot of pain with gangrene.
But you carried on, and Topline Rogers, this independent hardware store in Ballymote,
Determination.
Is doing well.
Determination.
Both of you are twins.
We are. My twin died when she was 6 weeks old. But I met Michael then, my other twin, as I call him, and my husband. 1967, we met in Boyle when Mick Delahunty was playing that night. And in 1970, we had our first daughter, Fiona. But sad to say, she passed away 3 years ago. But we have three sons, Garage, Micheál and Pádraig. And our next son, Micheál, is in the business along with Pádraig.
I want to ask you, going way back, how the family struggled through the famine and were evicted back in the 1840s.
Well, I never discussed this with my father or mother. Therefore, anything I might comment on is coming from the Gorbooth Estate records, Ballymote.
So yes. You got out of that eviction back then, and then 30 years later you started the shop. Also, in 1916 or 17, a lot of ammunition was stolen from the hardware store, we think by the IRA. Mm. How proud are you of that heritage, of the family Rogers heritage?
We're very proud of it. We're delighted to have our two sons to take over now. With the help of God, they will do well and keep it going for another generation, if it's God's will.
You've been coming to Topline Rogers for how long?
I'd hate to tell you.
How many years?
It must be 60 years.
60 years coming to the same shop?
The same shop.
And how important is to have a shop that you know? And
well,
know
you know everyone, and you can't have the crack with them. We're looking for box iron today. Leon will explain it to you.
John is a very skillful man, so he's gone fixing up his trailer and he's looking for some steel to make a new hitch. We're going to order in a length especially for John because it's fairly high grade stuff.
And see, you can come in here and order anything you want. Special. The only thing they don't do, they won't order a wife for you. They don't do dating.
You did say wife, not Wi-Fi.
Wife.
We're business people, we're open to all kinds of ideas.
Indeed, and that was Henry McKean visiting the Rogers family in Ballymote, and it's great, a very encouraging story of resilience in the face of the crushing influence of the big chains all over the country.